and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
President Trump is the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after meeting Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem. The two men applauded President Trump's plan to relocate 2 million Palestinians from the Gaza Strip, agreed Iran's nuclear ambitions must be thwarted. An empty balcony at the Vatican today, where the hospitalized Pope Francis had to cancel his weekly papal blessing. Instead, says this visiting American.
This morning at Mass, we said a prayer for the Pope.
The 88-year-old pontiff has a respiratory infection. And in Southern California, after all that rain fell on hills and neighborhoods left barren from the recent wildfires.
Thick mud blankets block upon block in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The storm pushed debris downhill. The community is struggling to recover from January's deadly Eaton fire, which leveled more than 7,000 structures.
CBS's Elise Preston reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Around till high noon Central Time, I'm your host, Lou Regani. Stick around. One of my favorite comedic movies is probably yours as well, Airplane. Leslie Nielsen showing his comedic talents, to some people's surprise. But it was based on a picture of 1957, Zero Hour, with Dana Andrews and Wilt Chamberlain and Peggy King. Producers of Airplane decided to buy the script for Zero Hour and say they were going to remake it. In a way, they did. They paid $2,500 for the rights. This is Eric Coates. I'll be right back.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow giving way to mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-20s in the afternoon. A northwest wind gusting to nearly 35 miles per hour. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, below near zero, wind chills to 15 below. It's 24 at our studios.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We are. The Music of the Stars is on the air. I salute to Peggy King on her birthday today.
In this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing, deadly illness. And then, in the midst of the panic and confusion, the stewardess tells you to come forward to the pilot's compartment. This is what you find. A pilotless plane running wild in a stormy sky.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No, not a chance.
You're the only chance we've got.
How could he fly a plane again after the horrible experience that had sapped his courage and ruined his life? But only he, among all the passengers, had any chance at all to save them, even though it was one in a thousand.
This is Cross Canada Charter, flight 714, in distress. Come in, anyone.
I want you to get on a horn and talk this guy down. You'll have to talk him onto the approach. And so help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
He's below 700 now, and he's still going down.
Specker, you can't come straight in. You've got enough fuel left for 2 hours flying. You've got to stay up there till we get a break in the weather.
Listen, Trelevin, I'm coming in. Do you hear me? I'm coming in right now.
In front of him, the bewildering array of instruments that blur before his frantic eyes. Beside him, the woman who had once loved him. And behind him, a plane load of frantic passengers.
Ted, we're falling! The mountain! Ted, the mountain!
And now here's a star of television and motion pictures, Miss Peggy King.
Listen, Matt, I heard that you
just finished doing St. Louis Blues, and, well, I wanted to drop around and bring something for the after-set party.
Oh?
So here it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how nice of you, Peggy.
Well, I thought I'd be the first one.
Well, as a matter of fact, Peg, Cornell Wilde was just here a moment ago, and he also brought a very nice cake, too.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you didn't have this on top of it.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't. Does this stand for the covered wagon?
No.
The great train robbery?
No, Nat.
Well?
It's an airplane, and it stands for my new picture at Paramount called Zero Hour with Dana Andrews and Sterling Hayden.
Of course, I remember just seeing that not so long ago. It's a wonderful picture.
Thank you.
It's a nice-looking cake, too.
Thank you. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I know what you're going to say, and I've taken care of that. I brought something for Sweetie and Cookie.
Well, this is nice. Thank you, Peggy, for bringing
you're
this
so
by,
welcome.
And I'm sure they'll get a kick out of this. And good luck on your new picture, Zero
Thank
Hour.
Thank you, Nat. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
And now...
I've been floating on air since you told me you care. It feels so good up here. I don't want to come down there. Your love has built me up. Felt like flying. But will you be right when I come tumbling down, 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 so you can build me back up, 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 flying high, up, 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 high in the sky. Since you took my heart and taught me all about love, I've been floating on clouds above. Will you be mine when I come tumbling down, 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 so you can build me back up, 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 I'm flying high, up, 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 high in the sky. Long as I know that I'm your little girl, I'll be sitting on top of the world. Will you be right when I come tumbling down, 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 so you can build me back up, 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 when I come tumbling down, 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 come on and build me back up, 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 when I come tumbling down, 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 come on and build me back up.
Peggy King, here's Neil Hefti. Music of the Stars.
Hurrying home to you, through with being lonely. Hurrying home to you, don't you know you're one and only. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And quarrels of the past we'll keep in the past, dear. A show for the people below as we fly, as we fly so high. Hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh.
To really
the people below as we fly. As we fly so high, hearing each beat of the motors repeat with a sigh.
Additionally, you'll witness an awkward scene in the cockpit between the pilots and a young boy named Joey, plus a toxic fish dinner. Every one of those plot points resurfaced in nearly identical fashion 23 years later in the 1980 comedy Airplane. The connection is entirely intentional. Airplane creators David Zucker, Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams liberally borrowed from Zero Hour's plot, even hijacking some of its dialogue. What's really remarkable is the genius displayed by Abrams and the Zucker brothers. They turned a taut drama into one of the great comedies of its time, and they did it by, at times, changing nothing but the tone. Zero Hour is itself an adaptation taken from a Canadian television drama, Flight into Danger. Both were written by a young Brit named Arthur Haley. Haley had flown for the Royal Air Force during World War II, undoubtedly had a few hair-raising experiences of his own. 11 years after Zero Hour, Haley wrote a massive bestseller reworking the aviation disaster theme, Airport. And 2 years later, it was adapted into a hit film that foretold the barrage of disaster movies in the 1970s.
That's some great movies. Maybe not so great in some cases, but the music. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Frank Sinatra. Eddie Cantor.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest and think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another bride, another June, another sunny, a sunny honeymoon. Another reason, here's that season for making whoopee. A mess of shoes, a gang of rice. The groom is nervous that he answers twice. It's really killing this cat so willing to make whoopee. With those baby clothes, he's so ambitious, man, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you'll get, folks, for making whoopee. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Thank you. each weekday morning at 10:15. I see my favorite vending machine. It stands there waiting and percolating, just making coffee. The other morning at coffee time, I sidled over, put in my dime. I pushed the button, but out came nothing. I want my coffee. One button says with sugar, one button says with cream. Then there's a mystery button, it splashes your suit with steam. Then at an angle, one cup came down. I watched it dangle, it made me frown. I cried in vain there, but down the drain there went all my coffee. Machines have downs, machines have ups. Next day one dime paid for 18 cups. I just kept drinking, I stood there thinking, that's too much coffee. And that's not all that seems so strange. It also gave me $9 change. I said, that's funny, that's too much money. It said, shut up and drink your coffee, or I'll give you more steam. It can make more than coffee. It makes hot soup and tea. And if it really likes you, a mixture of all three. That poor machine, it went berserk from coffee nerves and overwork. It's in a lump now, in the city dump now, still making coffee, making coffee, making coffee, making coffee.
Alan Sherman, here's Sam Cooke. Music of the Star, Civic Media Radio Network.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, cause the planters down in Santos all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee, a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Sam Cooke.
I'd like get back soon. I really do.
I know I shouldn't do it.
What?
It's bad for me.
What are you talking about?
But I... Well, I've been doing it ever since,
Doing what?
When did I start?
You've been doing what since when?
Early teens.
Yeah, well, what
I
did
think
you...
my mother started me on it.
Your mother?
And now it's probably... Well, I've been doing it all my life.
Well, what did you start, Charlie? Give me a hint.
Probably destroyed my... brain.
What is this? What is this, some narcotic?
Probably is... My insides are all rotted away.
What are you talking about?
After all, it's been every day, many times every day.
What's been every day?
And sometimes at night, you know, even... I know they...
No, you poor
They're trying to wean me with...
Oh, you poor
decaf.
With what?
But,
decaf.
And I like that, too, but...
What are you talking about?
It's the real stuff.
You're talking
about... real stuff.
Coffee? Coffee?
I've got several pots boiling out there right now.
You're talking about coffee?
I don't even need cream and sugar anymore.
Coffee won't hurt you.
Just black.
It won't hurt you.
Black.
Are you crazy? Coffee won't hurt you. Look what it's done for me.
What would I do without it?
I know. I love cream. I love a cup, too. I love cream. I love cream and sugar, though, in mine. Thank you.
80 cups a day.
Oh, that's nothing. I have more than that.
80 or more.
More than 80. Much more than 80.
And while we're on the topic...
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things look, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No rum and no soda pop. It's bad for the coffee crop. And those tiny little TV beans say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local cola, serving coffee with a crulla. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee. Tons of coffee. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Edie Gourmet. Homer and Jethro.
When I was young, I used to help my old man off the back porch step, up to a spot on a piney wood hill, and there he'd make me run the still.
But now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. I own the still after all these years, 'cause Pappy's gone away.
When we'd squeeze out a vat of mash, might Paul pay me off in cold hard cash, but he got it back as often as not. by charging me 50 cents a shot.
But now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. I own the still after all these years, cause Pappy's gone away.
Well, Paul worked me like I was a slave, 25 hours of every day. He'd sit there and drink from morning till night. He thought he had it made for life.
But now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. I own the still after all these years, cause Pappy's gone away.
Well, Paul's gone now and I'm all alone, and I run this old still on my own. They gave Paul 10 years in the pen, and me a reward for turning him in.
And now Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. Jimmy drinks corn and no one cares. On the still after all these years, cause Pappy's gone away.
Can never figure it out why, if no one cares, they wrote a song about it. Mike Jones and Company.
Go take me out to the movies. I'd rather stay home and relax. I'll tell you the trouble with movies. It's too darn many popcorn sacks.
Let me take off my shoes and run barefoot through your hair.
Oh, but Charles, I always thought you wanted to...
The big main feature lights the screen. The hero beats the villain back. Then comes the climax of the scene. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. The mystery picture's in a mess. The cops admit the case looks black. Just when the crook starts to confess. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. It brought back silent pictures. And that's no gag. The loudest sound department is in the bag. On comes a girl in tights are wrong. Cuts low in front and low in back. She makes a deep breath for a song. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack.
Thank you. Robinson is tough, but when he tries to do his stuff,
I'm gonna drill you, see, and you know why, Jack? Now slug that mug with a popcorn sack.
When Katharine Hepburn speaks her part and gives out high dramatic art,
or the Calla Lilies will soon be back on the chest of that pest with a popcorn sack.
That toilet butter rattler soon drives you nuts. You must eliminate him. No ifs or buts. It doesn't mean a doggone thing when Mr. Jolson starts to sing. The noise comes from the guy behind. You turn and shoot, falls down smack. You think now you have peace of mind.
Timbo!
Pulls another popcorn sack.
Excuse me, are you... Have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. Must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
To be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
That's such a warm welcome, great setup, and I love watching the old tape. I hope it was interesting to you. Not only have we aged 40 years just like that, it's amazing. It happens when you don't eat your vegetables, but when I look back there, there's so many changes. You know, this is where we did our show, not in this particular studio, but right here at Television City, and there's so many changes.
Some of that aren't changes is that the morons are still running the country.
Well, it's funny, that punchline will work indefinitely, unfortunately.
But everywhere, you know, every time we get up in the morning, all of us,
we're not married.
No, but you get up, you turn on the radio, pick up the newspaper, see, tell everything is politics. Politics, politics, right, politics, national politics. It's been going on for, like, particularly about 4 or 5 years. But I looked up the word. I looked up the word politics, yeah. And I thought it was important. Politics comes from the Greek root poly, meaning many, and tix, meaning blood-sucking parasites.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny, but it's food for thought.
But let's get off the pilot. Craig is, I understand, is a new pilot. And
yeah, you're a new pilot?
Which is,
you fly?
That's so great, yeah. Because Dickie and I were up just in Santa Barbara last night. We flew in this morning, yeah, from Santa Barbara. Instead of driving, yeah, I said, Dad, well, I'll fly. So I've been flying for, I'm pilot 38 years. I'm instrument
rated.
That's
not true.
A lot of it's true, Dick. Let me finish this song. So I ran a Cessna, a little Cessna 172. We flew in from San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, around to fly. What a beautiful morning this day. And Dickie said, fly over. We went to a high school in the valley, and we flew over the valley.
You flew to a high school?
You said fly over Verdugo Hills.
That's not true.
A lot of it's true. Let me just... The point is that when you're in commercial airlines, you're 20,000, 30,000 feet.
What are you talking about?
Let me finish the thought. And you see so much, but in a small plane, like when we were flying just a little Cessna flying into Van Nuys Airport, and it was beautiful, and if you have a chance to get in a small plane and see
it. What is your point?
I said, you enjoyed the flight over there.
I did. No, it's not true.
Yes, you did. You got airsick.
I did not get airsick.
Yes, you did.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I flew you over here.
You didn't. You're not a pilot. It's important. You can't fly an airplane unless you train first and become a qualified pilot.
I'm in some...
No, you're not. Start with the first thing you're not. You're not a pilot. You are not a pilot.
Then why'd you go up with me?
You're not a pilot.
Leave it alone.
Smothers Brothers, Percy Faith, 1956.
We are on a very tight schedule.
And I've never been late before, and I am certainly not going to be late tonight. Now, everybody, take your seats, please.
Thank you.
Your attention, please. Are there any Polar Express passengers in need of refreshment?
Cooking in the...
Industrial accidents should always be avoided if possible, but every once in a while something goes wrong at the factory and it's actually kind of sweet. That was the case this week when two people fell into a chocolate tank at the M&M Mars factory in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. According to Penn Live, the individuals were unable to escape the chocolate, which was believed to be about waist deep. No injuries have been reported, but both people were reportedly taken to the hospital. According to WHTM, first responders were called to the scene to cut a hole in the side of the tank so the two people could get out. A spokesperson for Mars told the news station that they are actively managing the situation and our primary focus is supporting emergency teams on site. The plant manufactures several confections, including M&M's and Dove chocolates. It's also located just south of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Amazingly, this is not the first time in the past calendar year that a chocolate factory has played site to a mishap. According to Newsweek, a woman was hospitalized with a head injury and a broken tooth after her colleague at the La Leca factory in Arona, Italy last year hit her over the head with a 2-pound chocolate bar. The assault reportedly happened after a prolonged argument about chocolate.
Of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly doo dum, lolly doo dum day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
I swam a lot. There was a 30-foot vat, and we just full of chocolate.
30-foot across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate. I fell right into it, and I
Well, what happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because it was
I'm
terrible
serious.
Experience.
What did you do? What did you do to get out?
I just walking down down by my house there, and there's a. There's this vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? There had to, first of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
I yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day.
Well,
now I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me, I was swimming around like
what possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid chocolate? There was no fire. You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
That certainly is.
I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yelled chocolate!
No one saved me if I yelled chocolate.
Just found joy.
I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see her, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
Music of the Stars. Cole.
Now I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, and to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Bing Crosby, 1945.
I call my sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy. And candy's always handy when I need sympathy.
And Sammy Davis, 1985.
This gentleman.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
Thank you.
Cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two.
The candy man.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. And who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy pie? The Candyman, Candyman can. You know the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. Can even eat the dishes. Who can make tomorrow, put it in a dream, separate the solids and collect up all the cream? The Candyman, Candyman can. You know the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. The Candyman satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. So who can take tomorrow, put it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The Candyman. I said the
the candy man. The candy man can, cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good.
Candy man.
Candy, call me sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy. Always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart and got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all
did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl who walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Stick around for news and another crazy weather forecast that you don't need to hear, but you're gonna if you stick around. Don't leave me now. Perry Como.
I lost my head and I said something. Now come on.
I will be back till high noon central on the Music of the Stars.
I know I'm wrong.
The Civic Media Radio Network.
I let my world slip away from me. Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying?
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Rubio is in Israel today. He told Face the Nation all the hostages need to be free.
We want to see every hostage released. Frankly, I think, and the president has said this, we want to see him out as soon as we possibly can.
He also defended President Trump's plan to relocate the 2 million Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. Lawmakers are reacting to Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders who stress the need for Ukraine to be involved in peace talks along with other countries. Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen agrees. She told CBS's Face the Nation,
"Ukraine absolutely must be part of any negotiations between Russia and the United States."
Border Czar Tom Homan told CNN about 14,000 migrants have been arrested in President Trump's first 4 weeks, which is still below the rate of 1,500 he said he wants.
"We're not raiding schools, we're not raiding churches, we're not raiding college campuses."
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.